Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
I'm patient Christiana.
Oh, okay. You are welcome.
Thank you. Doctor, I have a question I want to ask you. I'm a hypertensive patient.
Okay.
And I'm on drugs.
Great.
I'm on hypertensive drugs.
All right.
So I want to ask you, do I have to take these drugs throughout my life?
Yes, that's a very good question as hypertensive patients. The fact is that hypertension, for now, medically speaking, we don't have any cure for hypertension. So when you have it, we have to manage it. It means that you must be on the medication throughout your life or until the doctor do a further assessment and realize that you can go off the medication. Yes, but otherwise, you have to be on the medication throughout. Yes.
So, doctor, I want to ask, Anna, there are days about these drugs we used to forget. Sometimes, if you have taken it, you have not taken it. So, doctor, what do I do? Let's say I'm supposed to take today and tomorrow, and I've missed taking the drugs. So, does it have any effect on me after not taking the two doses continuously?
Yes, it has an effect. Because what is keeping the blood pressure down is the medication. So, when you don't take it, you stand a risk of increasing the blood pressure. So, we always advise that if you're not too sure, I have not taken, to avoid any complications, you don't take. But the following day, try and make sure you take it. Because we're also trying to avoid overdose. So, if you're not too sure, don't worry. The following day, then you take it. If you also took it, and you are not sure whether you took it or you didn't take it, and you took again, that means you have taken a double.
No.
Just observe yourself. If you see anything untoward in your system, quickly report to the hospital and tell them what you have done so that the doctors or the hospital can take measures to make sure it doesn't affect you.
Because I normally take these drugs whenever I have headache. That's why I'm asking for this question.
Yes. If you have headache in taking the medication, you have to report to the hospital so that the doctor will either change it, the medication, because there are several hypertension medications that may not give you headache. If this particular one is giving you a headache, you don't worry. Report to the hospital. We'll change it or maybe even bring the dose down so that the headache will go. Yeah, so don't be worried if you are taking you have headache or anything untoward in your system. You report to the hospital. The doctors know what to do to assist you.
Doctor, I have another question.
Yes.
Because I normally add benzodiazepine to my drugs.
Yes.
Is it advisable?
Yes, it's advisable. They are all antihypertensive medication. Adding those drugs to the main antihypertensive is to make sure the blood pressure is controlled. Those medicines help you to urinate. And when you urinate, it brings down the blood pressure. So it's okay. It's not bad at all for the doctor to have added the diuretics into your medication. It's all well and good.
Doctor, I've been in my knees and I'm overweight. I find it hard to exercise and lose weight. What should I do?
Okay, that's a very good question. One of the causes of the hypertension is also because of the weight. And because of the weight, some people may have knee pain, ankle pain, and then sometimes waist pain. So when you have pains like that, what to do is when you are going for your next medication, you report to the hospital, the doctor. The doctor may ask for medications. Number two, if you are also overweight and you are not able to do the walk-ins, you must still report to the hospital. The doctor will even educate you on your medication as well as some minor exercise and also diet that will bring your weight down. Some of the overweight is because of hereditary. Some too is because of habits. So if you are overweight, the doctor will now give you a regimen concerning your diet that is going to help you to lose weight. You see it? So when you report, they give you how to eat, when to eat, what to eat, and what not to eat, so that the weight and then the pain and all those things can come down. And then it will help you to improve on your personal life, walking, exercising, and all those things. Yes.
Okay, so as a BP patient, what time exactly do I take my lunch, my supper, and my breakfast to lose these weights? In the morning, you have to take something. Afternoon, so I have the time I should take all this so that I will not overload myself.
Yes.
Because sometimes if I don't eat early, let's say I take lunch around 2 and eat in the evening, so I eat late again. What effect does it have on me?
Excellent. Late eating generally is not good. As you are aging, after the age of 35, 40 and above, when you eat late, it affects you. Because as you are aging, your metabolism means your body system has also changed. So when you eat late, the food digested accumulates in your system and then you grow fat, you grow big. So we advise that after the age of 40, you have to reduce what to eat in the evening. So there is a cliche that goes like this: you eat your breakfast as a king, you eat your lunch as a prince, then you eat your supper as a pauper, as a poor man. And the reason is that you are going to retire to bed, so your stomach must not be too much full, your stomach must be empty, so that when you eat at that time, you are just retiring to bed. So you eat something light, sometimes the vegetables or some beverage, so that your stomach will be less full. They can retire to bed.
What time is it advisable? Immediately I eat, I should go and sleep. Or
that's a very good question. When you eat, normally the stomach takes about 4 hours for the food to leave the stomach. And it's not good to go to bed when there is food in your stomach. So when you eat, you have to wait for 4 hours before you retire to bed. That's why we advise that eat before 6. So that by 4 hours time, 8, 9, 10, you'll be retiring to bed. And then that will be good for you. So just eat before 6 p.m. And then you wait a little before you retire to bed. And because you're not eating even heavy in the evening, even if you eat something light and you retire to bed after 2 or 3 hours, it's okay. But to eat and right away you sleep, that one is not healthy. It's not advisable for your health, especially when you are hypertensive and you are overweight and you are also above the age of 40 years.
If I don't have money to buy all these drugs, what do I do?
If you don't have money to buy the medication, you report to the hospital and tell them you don't have money to buy the medication. Some of the hospitals may help because of the social welfare. They can hook you on social welfare. Even some of them will help you to renew your health insurance so that you can get the medication. Now, one thing to that is going to help you is that because of your financial challenges, when you tell them, they may be able to give you, instead of 1 month, they may give you 2 or 3 months medication. So that you can stay with it for some time. So by the time the medicine will get finished, when I've gotten enough money to come to the hospital again to refill your drugs, we may advise that National Health Insurance is just 5 cedis to renew. So you just renew the with 5 cedis and then we'll help you to get the medication.
Thank you, Mr. Francis, once again for making time to respond to our patients. I believe listeners will benefit and enjoy this, your answers to these questions. Madam Musa, thank you for healing yourself. We believe another time we require your presence, you'll be available. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.